This article is entitled Forgiveness Given is Forgiveness Received. Forgiveness is like a two-way magic wand. It frees others from our judgment and frees us to receive self-acceptance. It is a shame it is not used more frequently, but it is sometimes difficult to see how the actions of others mirror our own. And unless we see both, then we will not complete the cycle of forgiveness given is forgiveness received. This truth is stated clearly in the Lord's Prayer when Jesus said, "Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." The mirror showing us the forgiveness we need to give and receive is found in the actions of others that continually are before us and usually continually upset us. And even though our spiritual vision frequently gets blurred and keeps us from realizing forgiveness is even needed, it is always available. Maybe this example will clarify how forgiveness works. I once knew a woman who spent several years chasing after a man who was in relationship with another woman. She finally succeeded in getting her, quote, prize. And that seemed like a happy ending for her, except she carried fear that someone would do the same to her because she had never, ever forgiven herself. And had she forgiven herself of her actions, then the need to take something instead of create something maybe would have gone away. For her to be free of this fear, she needed forgiveness, but she couldn't receive it unless she was willing to give it. At first, she would just get angry when she perceived someone was trying to take her boyfriend from her. And she felt the solution was for him to make her upset go away by never talking to another female. And since he wasn't willing to do that, she came to me for help. I helped her to see that what was upsetting her was her own pattern of falsely believing she had to compete for attention. And that meant she always had to have a prize to prove that she was powerful enough to get love. And to clear it, she needed to forgive that pattern in others before she could forgive it in herself. And we go back to Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Her pattern may not be your pattern, but I'm sure you have someone reflecting back to you actions that you dislike. In that case, just take a good look to see if they mirror your own in some way. Forgiveness works much better than trying to forget about it, justify it, or inflict punishment on the person or yourself about that act. So the next time you're given a chance to forgive, do so. It erases the pattern between you and another person. It creates a full opening of the heart. The most powerful healing balm is love, and forgiveness is the forerunner. Bob, do you have any questions or comments?
Well, I have a personal experience with this. I recently had felt like I had mastered structure. Boy, I was on top of the world. I was staying on time. Things were on time around me, and I was completing tasks as they came up and actually moving ahead and completing things before they were due, and which is totally unlike me. And then I ran into this slow kind of, it felt like an erosion, where I would miss structures and say, well, that's okay. You know, I had things come up. It was okay to do that. And but I would blame other people when they made me late for my appointments, they made me late, or a truck was late, or the traffic was jammed up, and so my clients would come late. And I pushed a lot of it out there and said, you know, well, they're making me late, and I'm being victimized yet again by this time thing. And each time I would look at those events and actually find that heart energy behind it, but I really wasn't looking at the whole picture because I never went to forgiveness for myself. You know, I would say I was forgiving them, but can we really forgive someone else if we haven't forgived ourselves and owned it, really, that yes, we created it, like you were teaching us in this? And I'm sorry I hadn't applied it sooner, but I started looking today, and it was the sense of purpose about what structure's for, or any energy, that came back to me, which is what you've taught us all along. And it helped me to get to the energy that I wasn't willing to look for the whole thing, as opposed to just trying to, you know, part out the little pieces.
Yeah. Forgiveness helps us see that just the doing, making it come out right, is just really part of the illusion if it's not filled with anything that's real. So you had to get to what was real.
And I got a chance to grow.
Yes.
Which was really exciting.
Well, that's what growth is. Yeah. Yes, thank you.